She's a big deal, managing director of design and development for the city of Grand Rapids. We call this our Sustainable Community Voices, and you are here with a bunch of data that's been a labor of love. We want to talk about affordable housing in Grand Rapids. Good morning to you, Suzanne.
Morning, Shelley.
What are you charged to do for the city in general? You have a big job.
Oh, in general? Kind of a jack of many trades, I think. I manage the design and development division, basically, for the city. So that includes the planning department, which is Planning Commission, Board of Zoning Appeals, Historic Preservation Commission, the Development Center, and then right now it's community engagement also, which will be switching to communications. But basically anything that's going on in the city as far as something getting built or a new use comes through us.
You're busy, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, it's been insane.
Define affordable housing, housing affordability.
So there's two ways to look at it. One is it's really based off of the individual. The rule for affordable housing is that you shouldn't be spending more than 30% of your income on your housing costs. So they usually tie that to area median income to kind of determine what those thresholds are. So they'll say 60% AMI. So area median income, 60% of that starts to fall into that threshold of what is affordable housing. Some people even say 80%. So, but then the difficulty is, what can people afford to pay? So there might be a price point for a housing unit, but what do people actually have for resources? And what's interesting in Grand Rapids is that we have a substantial number of people that are housing burdened, where more than 30% of their income is spent on housing. And a really large number, I was surprised to find that 50% or more of their income is being spent on housing today.
So with your work, the work of your team, why such a focus within the city of Grand Rapids?
So what's interesting, housing is a national issue right now. This is not unique to Grand Rapids. It's happening all throughout the country for a variety of different reasons. We have a shortage of home builders. Just an example, there was a recent New York Times article that talked about how the Home Builders Association used to have, you know, over 1,200 members, and today they have just a little over 500. So that gives you an idea just in this regional market what's going on. So we don't have enough home builders, so we're not building as many new units. You have changing demographics where seniors are living longer and staying in their single-family homes longer. You have an influx of millennials, particularly in coming into Grand Rapids. We have a lot of new in-migration happening. We have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country, so it's becoming a magnet. So there's high demand and not enough supply. And that's really happening. At the same time, banks aren't lending like they used to pre-recession. So different housing types and different models, banks are much more conservative. For example, you can't even get a loan if you're a developer to build condos. It's very, very difficult. They favor doing apartments instead of condos, the lenders do. So there's a lot of different factors that are causing this housing shortage. And as a result, we're seeing a lot of prices escalating in Grand Rapids.
So as we start talking about what you have been busy with, what is the city doing to spur the development of affordable housing?
So there's been a couple different things. It started with a great housing strategies discussion we had in 2015. There was a document that was produced after engaging about 200 community members. After that, Mayor Bliss came in and said, well, let's do a housing advisory committee. Mm-hmm. They looked at those recommendations and developed some new ones and made some suggestions for implementation. There was about 11 recommendations that rose to become up for consideration. And some of those are zoning related, which is what I oversee. And some of them were more policy or economic development related. So if economic development incentives are being provided to a developer, what are the expectations for working in affordability? The ones that the City Commission will be considering on Tuesday, they have a public hearing for four zoning amendments that relate to trying to increase the supply of housing in Grand Rapids. And the discussion is proving to be quite interesting.
Suzanne Schultz with us, Managing Director of Design and Development for the City of Grand Rapids. You're a great segue into our next segment after you, which is the guest from the Design Academy from Grand Valley will be in. So this is good to talk about. So more projects that are underway. What is the press release that was just released yesterday, and now you come in with a pretty, your labor of love. What's this?
Yeah, so on February 20th, the City Commission said, well, it might be good to have more data for discussion. And on one side of the city commission, you hear a lot of talk about supply and demand. We need to provide more supply to meet the demand so that prices don't continue to escalate. On the other side of the debate, you have people saying we need to think about displacement and impacts on current population who are living in Grand Rapids, because we're hearing about people being displaced and not finding a place to go, or they have to move further out of the city away from the resources that they need. So they're moving to places like Kentwood or Wyoming, further out where housing is cheaper, but there's not transit or there's not affordable resources. So in the findings, they're both right. And so it's going to make for a very interesting policy debate. They asked on February 20th for this data. As a result of that, the planning department compiled, we call it the Data Compendium for Informed Housing Policy. Big fancy words. But the compendium really is a collection of information about housing trends, what's happening in Grand Rapids. It's pulled from existing sources. And then we also took an equity lens to it. So what has historically been housing policy in the city? What has affected persons of color disproportionately in our community? And then what do the impacts of the current housing policy that's proposed, what would those impacts be on potentially disadvantaged persons who may not have housing choice? And so put it all in one place. It's on the Housing Now website. People can go to the city's website. It's Housing Now. It's also posted up on Facebook if people follow that. The neighborhood associations are posting it, I think, on all of their Facebook pages. So we're trying to make it readily available for anybody who's interested in reading it.
And where do you go from here?
So from here, the public hearing for the zoning text amendments will be on Tuesday, March 27th at 7 p.m. up on the ninth floor of City Hall. We're expecting a rather large turnout, and the neighborhoods have been very concerned about this and want to have additional dialogue about the policy. And so hopefully the compendium will help frame that conversation in a way that people all have the same starting point rather than assumptions, and we can go from there. It's really going to be up to the City Commission on the next steps after that.
You thought after like a senior science project, all that would be over with. Now, nope, you're still working with the paperwork and the project, Suzanne Schultz, in a good way.
My joke to my staff is, but I'm going to go for my PhD and just submit this and just call it a day. So, yeah.
Thank you for what you do for the city. How, remind me again of that specific website.
So they could go to grcity.us, but it's really housing. If they just Google Housing Now, the link to the article will be up there.
All right, great. All right. Thanks, Suzanne. Take care.
Thanks for having me.